So the tide is continuing to what?
As the tide has rolled out.
Oh.
We move on to the talk of Heisman.
Tide is turning.
Oh, I got you.
So, it was a horrible, horrible pun.
No.
I thought it was great. I support you, Kevin.
How is Texas A&M's football team like the moon? They both control the tide. Both control the tide.
You want to hear?
So you repeat it if we don't laugh? Is that how it works?
I do the rim shot before the punchline.
Hey, keep that handy. You ready?
Yeah.
Spencer Neely after the victory. Yeah. Spencer Neely is like the most forthcoming guy at the press conference ever.
Yeah.
Here's Spencer after the during the press conference.
After winning that game, you know, me and Coach Price probably hugged. If you wouldn't know he was married and then I like girls a lot, you would think that we were together. But
what?
He's just the most honest kid, and he's so much fun.
Has a good time.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with having a good time. Anyway. So, yeah, so Kat, how's the Texas A&M football team like the moon?
You already told that joke, Scott.
Well, no, I was going to let you do the punchline.
Why?
Because it makes it funny.
Oh.
They both control the touch. You wasn't listening.
No. I was listening.
Okay.
Just was so dumb.
What? Yeah? Okay.
Well, I mean, not that I have never told a dumb joke before.
I was going to say, all right.
Tread lightly.
The standards are, a little tight this morning.
In a ruling issued yesterday, a judge in North Carolina said that state law prohibits citizens from, well, using wild animals in celebrations.
Like...
Well, I knew you were going to ask
for
that.
For sacrifice?
Yeah.
No. Which means that... The town of Brasstown, North Carolina, will not be able to have their possum drop. Yeah.
A possum drop?
Is that like cat juggling?
Well, the possum drop apparently attracts thousands to Brasstown. During the drop, the possum is suspended in a see-through box covered with holiday tinsel and lowered
kind of like
the ground
a ball
at midnight.
Drop?
Well, but slowly, see? I don't
That's
know.
So dumb.
I think that's hilarious. Of course it is. Well, we may have to call Brasstown this week, and we may give them a day or two to get over it.
We should have a BCS possum drop.
Now, quit that. Now, don't start that.
Why not?
Well, because...
No, if you're going to do that, you need to do it in Possum Kingdom.
No, yeah. Or we could have a skunk drop. How exciting would that be?
I don't know. It depends
handle the rope.
Yeah, who's loading the box? I'm not sure. See, these people are in trouble with PETA. I don't think we want PETA raining hell down on Bryan College Station.
I really could give two tinkers
info
nation about PETA.
Yeah.
People eating tasty animals.
That's what it means.
Did y'all take a train or plane or bus?
Not today. I drove my truck. I'm sorry.
So does the town now have to play possum so they're not in trouble?
Oh, very nice. Oh. Thank you.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Hey, there you go. It's, let's see, it's 617, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Today is Loosen Up, Lighten Up Day.
Sounds like a plan.
Is that why our jokes are so bad?
Exactly, starting early. American Teddy Bear Day. Don't need no fur and teddy bears. It's all American.
So it's basically Kevin O'Connor Day?
That's it. Sure, he's our teddy bear. And also, it's Guacamole Day. I'm not sure how to celebrate that.
I would love to celebrate some Guacamole Day.
Okay. Me too. I wish I'd known ahead. I would have brought some. I make some kicking guacamole.
Well,
I'm just saying.
All right. Well,
not to brag or anything.
Okay, yeah, we'll let you do that then. You know, you can prove your claim
at some
point. I make
some nice roasted salsa too.
There you go. All right, what do we got for birthdays?
Let's see. Josh Duhamel. The Transformers guy is 40 today.
Uh-huh.
Kurt Schilling, Boston Red Sox.
Sure, yeah.
46 today.
He's kind of a character.
He is, and he owes the state of Rhode Island like tens of millions of dollars.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he? Yeah, some video game thing or whatever. Yeah.
Patrick Warburton, who has one of the best voices ever in the history of voices.
Yeah, does a lot of TV stuff. He played Putty on Seinfeld.
Correct.
And I think he's in Rules of Engagement now.
And he's the voice of the handicapped guy and Family Guy.
Oh, of course. Well, don't watch that show. Every time I watch that show, I just think I'm inching closer to hell. I just, you know, golly, it's funny, but it's just.
It is lowest common denominator.
Yeah. I've only seen like parts of one episode.
That's enough. Yeah.
How did that fish get a brain?
How did the what?
How did that fish start talking?
Fish? I've never seen.
Isn't there a fish?
There's a dog that talks.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought there was a goldfish who had acted like a spy or something.
She got into the wino's wine.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
Hanging with the hobo again.
All right. Well, we'll bring you a DVD of several of them if you want to.
No, thanks.
Okay. Just make sure you watch it Saturday so you go to church on Sunday.
That's right.
Okay. Laura San Giancamo is 50. She was Maya Gallo in Just Shoot Me, which was a really good show for a while and just kind of went away. She was also in A Pretty Woman.
Okay.
Condi Rice is 58 today.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I thought you announced this a couple of weeks ago, but I've got Yanni's birthday today
at 58. Yeah, I know. I noticed that this morning, too. Well,
maybe he has two birthdays.
That'd be fine.
He's that
be
kind
okay.
of guy.
Yeah, it'd be all right.
James Young, guitarist from Styx, 63.
Uh-huh.
Boutros Ghali is 90.
What, he couldn't come up with another name, right?
Yeah.
His parents couldn't name him like something different.
So nice they named him twice.
Like, hey,
Norman Ghali or something.
I read an article yesterday about someone named Niels Nielsen, so.
Okay.
I mean, people can do that.
It does, yeah.
It should be Boutros by Ghali.
Yeah, that was nice, yeah.
And finally, His Royal Majesty Prince Charles, 64 today.
Who's figuring he probably would have been king by now?
I don't think Charles is a royal majesty. I just want to put that out there.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, okay.
He's the Prince of Wales.
He's the Prince of Wales. Which,
but if you say it like whales, then it's a big fat animal, and it's funny.